Coinbase CEO Armstrong presses Congress to pass the Clarity Act. Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong publicly called on Congress to pass the Clarity Act, the market structure bill that would divide federal oversight of digital assets between the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. In a post on August 31, 2026, Armstrong said the legislation benefits consumers, banks, law enforcement, and crypto companies alike, framing the bill as a shared win rather than an industry giveaway. The comment lands while the crypto market sits flat to slightly lower. Bitcoin traded at $77,642, down 0.6% on the day, as of August 31, 2026, with Ether at 2,415 and the Fear and Greed Index reading 73 or Greed. Prices did not move on Armstrong's post, which is expected. This is a lobbying statement, not a market event. The significance is legislative timing, not price. The bill that would redraw regulatory lines. The Clarity Act, formerly the Digital Asset Market Clarity Act, is the House side answer to a question that has dogged U.S. crypto for years: which regulator is in charge? The bill assigns most digital commodities like Bitcoin to the CFTC while leaving securities-style tokens under the SEC, and it creates a path for tokens to be classified based on how decentralized their underlying network is. The House passed the bill in July 2025 with bipartisan support. Since then, it has waited for the Senate, where a companion effort has moved slower. Armstrong's post reads as pressure applied at that bottleneck. His argument is that clear rules help more than just token issuers. Banks get a framework for holding and servicing digital assets. Law enforcement gets defined reporting obligations to trace illicit flows. Consumers get disclosure standards and custody rules that are currently patchy. The payments and card side has a direct stake. Regulatory clarity is not an abstraction for anyone who spends crypto. The card products that turn a stablecoin or token balance into everyday purchases depend on issuers, banks, and payment processors being willing to touch digital assets. That willingness tracks legal certainty closely. When rules are ambiguous, banking partners get skittish, and card programs stall or get pulled without much warning. A defined split between SEC and CFTC jurisdiction gives the fintech partners behind crypto card programs a clearer read on which assets they can custody and settle against. Stablecoin-denominated spending, in particular, benefits, since much of a modern stablecoin card stack sits at the intersection of payments law and asset classification. This bill sits alongside the Genius Act, which the Blockchain Association backed for its stablecoin identity rules, as the two pieces of the U.S. framework the industry has lobbied hardest for. A coordinated industry moment, Armstrong is not speaking into a vacuum. The industry has spent 2026 pressing several fronts at once. World Liberty Financial secured an OCC trust charter for its USD1 stablecoin, and traditional banking is moving onto shared rails, with 39 state bank groups forming the Bank Chain Alliance. Market structure legislation is the missing piece that would tie the token side of that activity to a durable federal statute rather than case-by-case enforcement. For the largest U.S. exchange, the stakes are direct. Coinbase has fought SEC actions over which of its listed tokens count as securities. A statutory classification test would replace that litigation risk with a rulebook. That self-interest is real, and Armstrong's benefits everyone framing is partly an attempt to broaden a bill that critics have called too favorable to issuers. The near-term read, nothing changes today. A post from a CEO does not schedule a Senate vote, and market structure legislation has repeatedly slipped past its expected timelines. Treat this as a signal of where industry lobbying energy is pointed heading into the autumn legislative calendar, not as a done deal. The number that matters is the Senate calendar, not the token market. If the Clarity Act clears the Senate in a form close to the House version, the downstream effect on custody, banking access, and payment products would be larger than any single-day price move. Until then, this is one more public nudge on a bill that has been close for over a year.